What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, PettyCast time. Let's get petty. 713-572-4610. That Hopkins topic was a good one to prime the pump because I've already got a couple of texts here, Seth, of people petty that the Vikings were able to get a first-round pick for Stephon Diggs that same day that the Texans were only able to get a 2 for DeAndre Hopkins, who to that point was a better wide receiver than Stephon Diggs. Now, Diggs had great seasons in Buffalo, but that was a big thing that day.
The other part, too, that's annoying about both the Jadeveon Clowney and the Hopkins trade was how you'd hear from people around the league that they had no idea that it was even an option. Like, oh, we didn't realize we could have traded for him. Like, okay, whereas with Nick, if Nick desperately wanted to trade somebody, like, say, maybe perhaps a Deshaun Watson.
Yes, I'm just thinking, yes.
That's where it's, honestly, the difference, because people point out, hey, DeAndre Hopkins did this afterwards or what. It doesn't matter, including with Jadeveon Clowney, because people, like, try to reverse engineer the Clowney trade and say, well, you know, he never ended up being the same type of player. Right, it doesn't matter. What was the value at the time?
At the time.
And how did you go about trying to trade him? And with both Hopkins and Clowney, the Texans were ham-handed in the operation.
Yeah.
If O'Brien and Caserio were working together, and O'Brien said, I desperately want to get rid of this guy, he just isn't right, we know that Nick would have... he would have done more due diligence in getting the right price.
Yes, 100%.
Like with Deshaun Watson, that was the extreme version of, man, who the hell's going to want him in this situation?
Yeah.
Turns out enough people wanted him, and one of them was the Browns.
Yep. Yeah. For sure. And Texter points out, yeah, the Vikings ended up taking Justin Jefferson with the first round pick they got from the Bills in that trade.
Right.
They were play upgraded over Stephon Diggs. They traded for a first round pick and got a much better wide receiver than Stephon Diggs.
The Bills GM had a really bad soundbite last year. Remember when he said something along the lines of, like, hey, it's not so easy to just go out and draft a Justin Jefferson. And people were like, wait, they did it with the pick that you traded them for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, why would you bring that example up? Why is that the choice?
Right, yes. Let's get petty here. We got a lot of petty stuff to get to here. The first one is one I just want to read, and this one feels good. Apparently, Chris Burke, former Astro, was on the coverage, it looks like, I'm guessing, of the MLB draft on ESPN during the week. Or he was on ESPN talking about something baseball. And they put the graphic up of his resume. And one of the things it says is 2005 World Series champion with the Astros. AJ Pierzynski, who was on the actual World Series champion White Sox, caught a gander of this. I guess that seems like it's been a big topic up in Chicago because it's John Greenberg, who's a Chicago media member, who tweeted the picture of Burke on there and says, on Friday, we kept asking 2005 White Sox like AJ Pierzynski about ESPN forgetting they won the World Series.
Yeah.
And then we get this happening on ESPN with them not only ignoring it, but giving that World Series to the Astros. Pierzynski says, this has to be a joke at this point. Be better, ESPN. They didn't win a game in that series.
My favorite part about this level of pettiness is this is what people, maybe this helps your mental health at home. Whenever you see an inaccurate graphic on television, immediately people jump to their conspiracy theories about, I can't believe ESPN, the corporation, and Disney is disrespecting us like this. This is in actuality what happens 99.9% of the time. Some entry-level employee yep. whose bosses don't understand how hard it is to actually get those graphics together has a list of 29 things he has to do in 33 minutes, and he screws it up.
Yep.
It's some kid who's fresh out of college working for what ends up being about $5 per hour, probably, because they gave him a $27,000 salary to work 12 hours. It's some kid in a bunker that screwed it up. It's not ESPN core. Also, this is where I'll stick up for ESPN. We cannot do this. We cannot, at the same time, be the people who say, I'm not going to pay that amount for ESPN every month. That's bogus. And then, in the same breath, say, ESPN's just not what it used to be. Of course it's not. We don't want to pay for what it used to be.
That's right.
It's not what it used to be because we refused to pay for what we were getting back then.
That's a great point.
We're spoiled children.
That's a great point.
And it's, yeah, but we're petty about it, yes.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Petty and AJ Pruszynski. Definitely petty.
AJ, you're mad. Listen, I'll be petty towards Pruszynski, you idiot.
Yeah.
You've been around long enough. You might as well be yelling at an intern right now, which wouldn't shock me. If you told me Pruszynski's the type of guy that yells at interns, I'd say, yep, that tracks. Plus, you are not allowed to be as boring on television as you are, given the way that your personality was as a player.
Yeah.
I've watched, you've done it. When he did an Astros game sometime this season, did he not?
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on with him, man?
Yeah.
I feel like early on, he's gone the Romo route a little bit. Early on, I was like, you know what? I don't like Pruszynski, but this is pretty interesting. He just sounds bored now.
This is great. Seth's cranked up to 10 on this pettycast. This is awesome. All right, here we go. LeBron James. It looks like this was from it looked like he and Steve Nash were doing their podcast for a live audience. You know, sometimes these podcasts will take their show on the road, sell some tickets, and go do it at a theater somewhere. And apparently the question was, name a player. I'm ascertaining from the answer. I'm kind of playing Jeopardy here. But it feels like the question was, name a legend from the NBA, LeBron, that you think you would have been good playing with back in your playing days.
When you talk about inspiration, there was nobody more inspiring to me than Michael Jordan. I mean, for me, I think our games would have complimented as well. MJ was a flat out scorer. You know, he was a scorer. He had a scorer's mentality. If I had to pick him, but I know I can't pick him because I know how social media works. You're going to be like, oh, you want to play with Michael Jordan too? You're to play with everybody else. I didn't ask the question. I'm only answering it, guys. I didn't ask the question. But MJ was inspiration. Anthony Penny Hardaway was inspiration to me. Grant Hill was inspiration to me growing up. Like that point four, Scottie Pippen, that point four guys like Penny, yeah. Like Grant Hill, like Scottie, those guys kind of inspired me because I kind of wanted to be that point four. So.
Yeah.
Oh, there's some guys. I can see the headline already. LeBron wants to play with Michael Jordan. Like, I see it already. It's weird.
That is petty.
I don't know. I feel more petty towards LeBron for, like, A, all right, I don't think that's what people would say. B, but why? I thought you don't care, right? Like, trying to put up the image of somebody that doesn't care what people say or whatever. Like, oh, you can't give some credit to Michael Jordan because I'm afraid of the social media response.
Yeah, yes. I mean, he basically just said, "I hear and see everything," is what he
poor
said
LeBron.
Right there. Yeah.
Poor LeBron.
Yeah,
poor LeBron. It's so hard being LeBron.
It's tough,
you know, because he can't give a truthful answer about how nice it would be to play with one of the all-time greats.
You're 100% right. Like, he totally could have answered Michael Jordan, and I think it would have been fine. Like, that's got to suck going through life trying to anticipate and walk on eggshells about what the headline is going to be about what I'm going to say next. Having to think about everything that you say. All right, so that's LeBron. This got people petty up in Indianapolis. Miles Turner, former Pacers center, he'd been there for like a decade, part of the team that went to the NBA Finals, went to Game 7 of the NBA Finals. He hightailed it out of there. Tyrese Halliburton tears his Achilles. Not going to play next year. So Miles Turner goes to Milwaukee, which is in the same division. They're kind of rivals. and said, well, why'd you go to Milwaukee? They asked him, why'd you go to Milwaukee? Well, I wanted to make sure I stayed in a competitive situation.
For me, you know, ultimately it was about just staying competitive. You know, 2 years ago, got to Eastern Conference Finals. Obviously, last year we got to the finals. But, you know, being there, being part of it, winning basketball, it's just changed my entire perspective on this league. And I saw a chance to remain competitive here. And, you know, John, even Doc, has assured me that, you know, winning is a top priority here. And we just aligned with our visions.
Yeah. Yeah, Miles Turner, not a Foxhole guy. You know who loves that move by him, though, Seth? Kendrick Perkins. Because remember Kendrick Perkins said, boy, if Devin Booker decides to stay in Phoenix, I will think less of him. That's a loser move right there. Miles Turner had decided to extend with the non-Halliburton Pacers. Loser move.
So Kendrick,
Kendrick Perkins likes it. Yeah, yeah. But other than that,
I know, it just, yeah.
It's so stupid.
Well, no. It's not like he's taking a, okay, yeah. What were his options? It was
Turner? Well, staying in Indy, but they're not, to Turner's point, if he had stayed in Indy, that's probably not going to be a good team because they lost their best player for the season next year when Halliburton tore his Achilles. So he just said, I'm going to Milwaukee. Because I got Giannis there, and I got a taste of being in a competitive situation. I want to make sure I stay with a winner and stay with a competitive team. People in Indy are irate at Miles Turner right now.
Right.
So they're feeling petty towards him right now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I don't want to skip down here. A lot of basketball today. This is last week. Jalen Williams of the Oklahoma City Thunder signed a max deal. It was the third max deal that OKC gave out in less than a week. They gave Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP of the league, deservedly so, a max deal. They gave Chet Holmgren a max deal, which we'll see how that ages. And they gave Jalen Williams, who was an all-star this year, a max deal as well. This is a podcast. This was Gilbert Arenas' podcast, and this audio you're about to hear is the reaction of Kenyon Martin, longtime NBA player, former first overall pick, made over $100 million in the league. This is them reacting to the Chet Holmgren contract. Chet Holmgren, who hasn't made an all-star team, has played 147 games, got 5 years, $250 million. This is their reaction to it.
OKC and Chet Holmgren have agreed to a five-year rookie max extension, which could be worth up to $250 million.
15-8 gets you 250.
Yes.
God.
Up to 280. I thought it was 285.
No. So Shai got 4, 285. Chess got 5. Could be up to 250. I think he's got to make something in that range to hit that 250 benchmark.
From your rookie deal too.
$535 million between those two players.
15-8 gets you 250. He's played a total of 147 total games in his career. You 7 foot boy, you you just got to look like you about to do some
and that's because he got to stay healthy for that to even make sense for that long time.
I mean, he's 7 foot. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things where Chet is going to ask for the max and they're not going to be able to say no. Jalen Williams, you got MVP. Y'all going to get the same. You got a all-star.
All-NBA.
And an all-NBA. And you're going to make the same exact money as Chet.
Yeah. Now, here's the ironic thing. I am petty about this because I'm watching Kenyon Martin and Gilbert Arenas, guys who between the two of them played well over a decade in the league. Kenyon, I may have said Kenyon Green. Kenyon Martin played like 15 years in the league. Gilbert Arenas played over a decade. Combined, they made 4 All-Star games. Also combined, they made nearly $300 million. If this were the two of them still playing when they signed their big deals, there would be a podcast of guys from the late 80s or early 90s doing the same thing about their contracts that they got.
Well, yeah, Kenyon Martin averaged 12.3 points
for his career.
In his career, right, yeah. You know what? You had told me about this. I'm going to fail on being petty about this a little bit because, and maybe it's because I'm sympathizing with the former athlete. I think, if anything, it was more just older guys, kind of sitting in awe at what the money is these days,
mm-hmm.
almost with a little bit of like, oh, boy, I'm like, yeah, that could have been me if which I don't think any athlete that played from the 1990s and later has the right to do ever. Because it wasn't, you go back to the 70s and 80s, that's when guys
second
were making
jobs.
I remember Bruce Smith was the first defensive player to make $1 million a year.
Right.
So if Bruce Smith were to come out and say, wow, this is what guys are making or whatever. That's crazy.
Yep.
But ever since the 90s, it's just escalated so much to being kind of mind-blowing numbers that I choose to give them a pass on this.
Okay.
I can't be as petty towards it as if they had said, look, I'm the guy, the kind of guy that should be making this kind of money.
Yeah. Were you ever the guy that people were aghast at the money you were making? Were you ever Chet Holmgren?
There was at least one year where I think that I was I was in the top 5 of defensive tackles.
Yes!
And I remember hearing somebody say something like, this guy, white defensive tackle? Are you kidding me?
You looked at them and just went like this instead of sweeping the money off your hands. You did the Johnny Manziel.
I knew the position I was in. I appreciated it.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, yeah. All right. I don't inject a lot of WWE into the pettycast. In fact, I think this is the first time. But this was just so funny last night. LA Knight is a wrestler. I think he happens to be Nick Caserio's favorite wrestler right now. LA Knight, good, becoming a big star. On Saturday night on NBC, they had a WWE card where LA Knight was fighting Seth Rollins. And Rollins legit went down with a knee injury, like a legit tore his knee in a match. So they had to stop the match, check out his knee, restart the match just so Seth Rollins could take a finisher and get pinned so they could, say that there was an end to the match.
Uh-huh.
I don't even think LA Knight was supposed to win the match. Once Rollins tore his knee, they just wanted to finish it and get the hell out of there. So last night on Monday Night Raw, LA Knight is getting interviewed, and he says this to Seth Rollins.
Seth, from the bottom of my heart, I want to wish you a speedy recovery. And I'm going to tell you why I want to wish you a speedy recovery, because it was just last week that I said I want to take your dignity. I want to hurt you. I didn't get a chance to hurt you because you hurt your damn self. So I want you to get better. I want you to come back, and I want you to let me hurt you the right way. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good, Petty.
That is good. Very petty.
I hope you get better so I can do you proper.
That's like the old, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I wasn't the one that hurt your knee. That kind of mm-hmm. thing. Like very, very, very empty wishes there.
So what happens in WWE when somebody gets injured on the fly like that and it's unexpected and it's not part of the script or whatever? So they just got to make a decision in the moment.
LA Knight wasn't even supposed to win that match supposedly on Saturday. So
also got to factor when you're in that moment. You also got to factor in like, okay, wait, what are the other storylines that unfold tonight and tomorrow?
Dude,
because you can't screw up whatever the storylines are too much on the fly.
Yeah, I think it's obviously the health of the guy takes priority over everything, depending on the severity of the injury. But to your point, Seth Rollins was the guy they're building everything around right now. You know what I mean? This is like Deshaun Watson tearing his ACL in week 8 back in the day. You know, like it just changes.
NFL scriptwriters had to get to work.
There was a lot of
shuffling of papers after that.
They weren't planning on that, man. That's right. There's your petty cast. We'll read some of your petties that you send in. Most of them have to do with either the DeAndre Hopkins trade or the word tutty.
Does anybody approve of tutty?
I'm glad y'all don't like tutty either. Sorry, I was driving. I couldn't text earlier. We hate tutty. Tutty and Chip.
I don't know who started it, but I think we should kill him.
Yes.
We should really, really, whoever coined that phrase, tutty, should really die a slow and agonizing death.
I agree. All right.
Like a really bad one. Like an embarrassing one, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like your search history is exposed as you die your slow and painful
death. Like you've thought about this. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Could Nick Saban coach again? Should Nick Saban coach again? This is the biggest topic at SEC Media Days right now. We will hear from one of Nick Saban's former assistants on that topic, and we'll give you our take on it as well. That's coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.